Well, yeah, let's plug Manscaped. I'll give you the honor of doing that.
Absolutely. I mean, Pecker Ernie with the pecker, bro. I'm sure he probably used some manscaping on his nuts. He's been sitting there and he's probably just had sweat nuts. I mean, I just sprayed that ball spray and tighten them up. Shout out to Manscaped.
My puck, baby! Don't you ever touch my puck!
Silky is probably doing a little fishing. He might be, chilling by the Mississippi River, out there in Nashville. He might go to Grand Ole Opry or something.
Okay.
Take a couple concerts or something.
Okay. Casual life, 25 years
old.
Yeah,
maybe knock it back a few ones. I mean, you can't be filthy all year round, can you? Maybe you can, I don't know.
Well, I was thinking, when I think filthy Phil Forsberg, I'm thinking maybe he's, doing those things you said, but also, picking up a few porn gigs.
I don't see why not, dude. You might take a ride in Vegas, bro.
I can't even throw bread at the ducks with you.
Hey, it's Devin, Snow Lake John. I know nothing. This is Ripping Biscuits, the Smashville Predators podcast, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network. And I'm going to be the first to tell you, and then I'm going to let another guy tell you after that. I mean, look, we ate our biscuits, then we had to eat them again, then we had to eat them again. I mean, we had one W. It was short-lived. I was just expecting some more, I don't know, man, a better miracle. And we had it. Philip Forsberg. Filthy Phil Forsberg. It ran through my body, Craig. It ran all through it. And then, boom, here we are.
Here we are, bro. Craig Evan Lake Charles, man. Eating business. I owe people catfish dinners and shit, bro.
Yep. And that's
in a rough state of affairs, bro.
That's when you've reached your lowest point, when you owe a gentleman in Arizona a catfish dinner, Craig. Tragedy all around, especially, like I said, man, just because,
We had it running. We had it going. It was just too many penalties here and there. I felt like we just couldn't catch a break at the right time, man. And just shorthand goals here. You got, offside penalty there with a goal. I mean, it was just, every time I thought we were standing up, Smashville, we got to take it to the house, play some Tim McGraw with goals in the net.
Yep.
And they just not happening. Just didn't happen for us, man.
Yeah, and
it was a hell of a good time, though. I swear to God, I was fucking having a good time.
I tell you, dude, that was actually like the next thing I was going to talk about. Let's plug it up real quick. I mean, I know this is kind of like we started off with a little low energy. We're going to pick it back up here. We not in the runnings no more, guys. In case you're listening, you're like, hey, man, what's wrong with that guy and that guy's tone? We not in the fucking runnings, bud. We out.
Yeah, we're like that. We're still Smashville standing up, bro.
Yeah.
The beer's still flowing. The captain's still, they're still in the river over there. So, I mean, shoot, we're going to be back next year.
That's right. And that's just a few months.
It's October. We ain't got that long.
Right. So, I mean, it's just time for you to drink and, us to talk about drinking and maybe talk about different things going on in Smashville. Odds of that happening, very unlikely because we're so unpredictable. We'll be talking about so much fucking shit. Just for tonight, Craig, man, first of all, follow us, Ripping Biscuits, Ripping_Biscuits on Twitter, and then Ripping Biscuits on Apple, Spotify, what may have you. Hockey Podcast Network at HockeyPodNet on Twitter. Craig, I mean, like you said, the experience was fucking gnarly, bro.
Absolutely, man. Especially being from the South and just getting back into hockey and stuff. I mean, it was like March Madness, bro.
It was.
I was having so much fun.
Dude, it was, bro. And look, man,
I'm still having fun, to tell you the truth.
I don't fucking doubt that for a second, man. Look, I lost a few followers over this shit, and I'm going to tell you, as I sit today on Ripping Biscuits, I don't regret a single thing because that was a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Not to just sit there and watch so much fucking hockey, in such significant time, right?
Lord.
But to be covering and doing a pod on a fucking team that's in the runnings, had a shot. It was a fun fucking team to watch in that scenario. Smashville, stand the fuck up, right, Craig?
Nashville, stand up, baby. We still here, bro. I need to cap this right now so I can feed you some beer, bro. You need to come hang out with me. I'm over here in Texas right now, to tell you the truth, bro. Drinking a Lone Star, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, you know, we did Undressed earlier. You were drinking a Lone Star then. You in Dickinson, Texas? Did I say it right?
Correct. I'm in Dickinson, Texas. It's right here by the Gulf of Mexico.
Okay.
I'm not too far from it. I can throw a rock at it if I wanted to.
Like, literally the actual big-ass, gigantic Gulf of Mexico.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely.
Why does that just sound dangerous to me?
It's just dangerous. Well, it can be a little dangerous. It takes a little funny. You got about a bunch of motorbikers out here, around here. So, okay. you gotta keep your head on a swivel, but not too much, man. You're good. You go fishing. Maybe catch a catfish or two in a little bit.
Yeah, Craig. You're eating catfish right now. You like your catfish fried, grilled. You know, a lot of
yeah.
People. Excuse me.
I was gonna say. I said I wasn't gonna eat catfish until the series was over. So since we are right here by the water and everything, I was thinking about going ahead and go fry some up. Maybe tomorrow, or the next day, man. I like mine thin. I like my catfish thin and fried. Yeah. A little tartar sauce. You know, if it fancies your flavor.
I'm not big on like. You know, fucking, you know, big ass pieces of catfish, you know, because I just feel like there's better fish down here. But like, you get that fucking thin catfish, bro.
Oh, yeah. That gets your mind right. But we also, man, look, also, we've got some other guys in the running. I mean, shit, who we got left? The Blues still in there. I mean,
fuck the Blues.
Got Carolina still in there.
Fuck the Blues.
Oh, yeah. The Blues are, who we got left? Who we fucking with?
Oh, I mean, if I'm going for anybody at this point, man, I'm going for either Colorado. The Avalanche, or I'd probably, man, it's tough, dude. I'd probably say like
Carolina, man. I think I might go Carolina. I don't know.
I'd say Canucks, bro. I like the Canucks a lot, too.
Canucks. Yeah, we can go Canucks. I'm down with Canucks now.
Yeah, you want to just say fuck it and become Canucks fans, like while we're waiting?
I mean, we have to, I guess we have a backup plan. Might as well, right?
Right, yeah, so fuck it. Go Canucks.
Yeah. Fucking Vancouver.
And I'm going to tell you, man, that's a team that I wagered on several times this past weekend. They took Minnesota. Oh, my God. I can't believe I said it on the podcast. They took the Minnesota Wild out of that misery.
poor Wild. Poor Wild.
Yeah, dude, several nights in a row. And I was waiting. When I saw that they were dueling out against Minnesota, man, I put some money on that, bro. But They actually, Craig, they won 5-4. It was actually a better game the other night. In overtime, they won against the Wild. And then the night before that, they beat the Wild 3-0, bro.
Yeah, I know. They were definitely dropping pucks and ripping biscuits, man. Them boys were having fun on that ice over there,
and
bro. They were in Toronto.
Yeah, and then they beat them 4-3 the first time. 4-3, and then the only game that they wound up losing was that first game against the Wild when they lost 3-0. So, dude, that sucks.
Yeah. It's been a rough set of affairs for a bunch of us around here in the Hockey Podcast Network.
But, yeah, man, I just think that it was unfortunate, you know, with the filthy – because, dude, Phil Forsberg, man, if ever yes.
Filthy
guy,
Phil, man. And, like, another thing, I was maybe thinking Pecker should have started that last one. Pecorini. I started calling it Pecker.
You started calling him what?
I started calling him the Pecker.
Okay. You call him Pecker in the offseason. Hey, you never know. You might actually have some good reason behind that you may not even know about. This guy may be fucking, you know, everybody in that has
you never know.
Tits and legs.
Might have a whole third leg, bro.
They call him Pecker.
But I was thinking maybe sometimes our boy was getting there. He was seeming like he was a brick wall sometimes, and then sometimes it was just like he kind of just got out of his element. He wasn't paying attention. I couldn't.
Let's just call it how we see it, Craig. Let's call it how we see it, man. I mean, you know, you might have been able to pick one game. You could say that Soros, you know, it was a pretty decent game, but other than that, man, he just didn't rise to the occasion as we thought he would. I thought Richie Flores said it best, bro. Like Darcy Kemper was the better goalie.
Oh, absolutely. That big way motherfucker. Better. He's like 6'6".
Yeah, but we knew he was way better before this, but like this series, he fucking was way better.
No, I mean, he was definitely the better goalie. I mean, by fucking far. I mean, we could every time how many shots we have in the last game? One in like it was like 14-3 or something. We couldn't get nothing.
I think it was like 17, 18 fucking shots, bro, and nothing was falling, bro. That was crazy.
We did have that one comeback in the overtime, man. I thought it was something about to happen, bro, and then
yeah,
ooh, I was fired up, bro. I was filthy still got that bitch in there, bro.
So. It kind of made me think, man, because we kind of just freeballing this episode, you know, really giving our raw emotions on this. But, like, it made me think, man, the whole nickname thing, bro. I want to bounce back to that for a second. The Pekka thing.
Manscaped.
Huh?
The little Manscaped with the Pekka.
Well, yeah, let's plug Manscaped. I'll give you the honor of doing that.
Absolutely. I mean, Pekka Rooney with the Pekka, bro. I'm sure he probably used some manscaping on his nuts. Or he's been sitting there and he's probably set sweat nuts. So, I mean, I just sprayed that ball spray to tighten him up. Shout out to Manscaped.
Well done. So Pekka, you know, that sounds like a, like I said, maybe it's kind of close to what his nickname is.
And also, I was going to name the possum in my, if we won, I was going to name, if we at least won that game to tie it up, I was going to name the possum in my wall, Pekka.
Now, why would you do that?
Because he was going to be my mascot, because I decided to keep him.
Have you seen him?
I have not seen. I don't know if it's a him or a her, but I definitely hear him more often.
And let's go back to that term that you brought up. I don't know if it was on this podcast or the other one that we do. Now, you brought up a term of basically implying that they reproduce.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're fucking like rabbits, bro. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's like six of them in there. Exactly. They have to be babies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not
good. There's probably some babies in there. I mean, because it can't be just one. I can hear different scratches in the walls right. And shit. So.
Yeah,
but I think she could be named Pekka. Or you know, she can name her Pekka.
Craig, if you had to give a nickname for some of these guys, you know, I think are worthy of nicknames on the Preds. Let's start with Philip Forsberg, his regular nickname. I could tell you it's Filthy Phil. What would
that has to stay.
Huh?
That one's got to stay.
Okay. Okay. And what do you think Filthy Phil Forsberg is doing in the offseason?
Filthy is probably doing a little fishing. He might be, you know, chilling by the Mississippi River, you know, over there in Nashville. He might go to Grand Ole Opry or something.
Okay.
Take a couple of concerts or something.
Okay. Casual life, you know, 25 years
old. Yeah, maybe knocking back a few ones. I mean, you can't be filthy all year round, can you? Maybe you can. I don't know.
Well, I was thinking, you know, when I think Filthy Phil Forsberg, I'm thinking maybe he's, you know, doing those things you said, but also, you know, picking up a few porn gigs.
I don't see why not, dude. Might take a ride in Vegas, bro.
Let me ask you this, Craig. If you were the head of a porn company and a gentleman or a representative of a guy named Filthy Phil Forsberg called and he wanted to fuck, would you go any further than the name?
I'm signing him immediately, and I'm calling Carmen Electra or Jenna Jameson or somebody, like, look, y'all got to come handle this, bro, because this is Filthy Phil in the fucking building, right. And I just signed him.
Right.
It's $1 million contract.
And they would call it Butts and Sticks.
Butts and Sticks, yes, sir.
Let's go, baby. We got to keep this on the way. I have to take this out the podcast.
Yeah, probably so.
Ryan Ellis, Craig.
Fast Skates Ellis. We'll go with that.
Fast Skates Ellis, the 29-year-old. Ryan Ellis, he kind of, you know, I guess if you could say a guy that gave us, I mean, I hate to say he gave us his all. At the end, he did, right? Ryan Ellis, I don't think that's a guy that we should be upset with. Again, man, I thought that the guys, they played with heart and everything. I just thought that there were certain times, you know, where, I don't know, Craig, it was just like they were always by the net. They were always by the net. Yeah.
It just couldn't get it past fucking Kemper, man. I mean, Jesus Christ, bro. I mean, we couldn't catch a break, bro. We just couldn't catch a break anywhere.
Craig, one of my favorite players, not just of this series, but of the year, Nick Bonino, 32-year-old from Hartford, Connecticut. Nick Bonino, Woody Ball guy. What would your nickname for Nick be?
So Let's see. Chilling with Benino. Let's see. Chilling with Benino, the King Cake King. Let's see. Benino, the Kipperino. I don't know. I don't know. That's a good one. You have to help me out on that one, bro. I'm trying to scratch my head on this.
Oh, I didn't think you were going to go that far. Jesus, God. I think something simple, like Bald Head Slick Nick Bonino.
Bald Head Slick Nick can work. I like that. Yeah, he might be in the porno thing too.
Yeah. He's definitely showing up. You see, that's the thing. And Phil
might be the producer.
Yeah, Phil knows what he's doing, man. He calls in for that porn gig. You know, he says he's a hockey player after they give him the gig. And then he's like, yo, I got my guy, Nick Bonino. He looks like J-Mac on fucking...
He's definitely giving the money. He's got the money on the table for him.
Rocco Grimaldi, the shortest guy, not only on the team, but in the NHL.
We'll call him Shorty two times.
Shorty two times.
Yep. I'm with that. 5'9", isn't he?
He's 5'6".
I call him
Rocco 5'6", pick up sticks. Grimaldi.
I like it.
We got one. Let's see. We got Roman Josi.
Gladiator.
Best play on the press team.
He's just a gladiator. Obviously, that's the gladiator. I mean, just period. That's how I'm going.
Did you go with that because his first name's Roman?
Kind of. Yeah, it kind of just hit me like that. And Josi just seems like a fucking, like a Roman, it just seems like a fucking dude, like, I can see in the gladiator circle. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
He looks like one, too.
You might as well just call him, Kurt Russell.
Call him the Crow.
Yeah, I mean, Russell Crowe, my bad. Fucking tripping. Kurt Russell. Who's Kurt Russell, Craig?
Kurt Russell does Escape from New York and Escape from L.A. and, like, Roadhouse shit.
Oh, that fucking weirdo, man. He's from Boston.
Well, you're forgetting about the Aardvark. What's his goddamn name? Who got hurt at the very end of the last game?
Oh, Victor Arvidsson.
Yeah, the Aardvark.
You call him the what?
The Aardvark.
Okay. And what's your reasoning behind that, Craig?
I don't know. I just like when I kept talking about his name. Aardvark just came out for me. I was trying to tweet it, but it wouldn't let me tweet it.
I'd call him Victor, I might miss you, Arvidsson, because he might miss you. You might not see him play well. You know, he might show up. He might not. He might be hurt. Victor, I might miss you, Arvidsson, but he did show up and score a goal.
But he did. Look, he showed up a little bit in that last game, bro, before he got hurt. That was another thing. And I think he had a bunch of energy that last game.
He always getting hurt, bro. They're going to wind up doing something with him, I think. Last one, Craig. Matt Duchene, who really, man, I mean, showed up a little bit, but not a lot.
Man, with the man that didn't have the plan.
All right. The man that didn't have the plan.
Yep, that's what I'm going with. That's what I got right now.
Matt, the man who didn't have the plan, Duchene. I'm going to just go with Matt, it ain't the same. Duchene.
Oh, that's a good one. It ain't the same.
And it's almost like a tune. And it's kind of, it goes back to Duchene and Craig Smith fucking playing the guitar and shit. That would be my name for Matt Duchene right now, because that was such a hyped up, getting him over here was so hyped, bro. So hyped.
And then just nothing.
He did well. He did all right during regular season.
But I mean, we didn't talk about the regular season. We're talking about playoffs.
Yeah, and then the president didn't do that well during the regular season, so it really didn't do anything for us. I mean, when you look at the even if you go back and look at the third game, no Duchene anywhere. I mean, you got Bonino showing up, you got Johansson showing up, you got Cali Yarnrock and Victor Arvidsson.
Johansson showed up. I was proud of him. Like he was always there for sure.
He's always been a facilitator, man. But yeah, man. I mean, that's where we stand, Craig. We are where we are. You know what are some things that you think that we can do in the offseason, Craig? Any ideas popping to mind?
I think we're going to have to look at our coach. We're going to have to look at, you know, what's really going on with that. And because I'm really concerned about, you know, starting Soros and everything like that, and then just kind of staying with him the whole time. Like, I really think Pecker should have started that last one. But so we need to look at that. And then I hope we're going to keep – are we going to be able to keep both the goalies? And are we going to maybe get a little more offense? You know, because it didn't look too hot.
Yeah, Pecorini's done, yeah. And I think that they're going to have to stick with Soros. And, yeah, I mean, dude, the Preds got a lot of work as far as, like, hey, how can we get past this hump that we were at? Because, obviously, even if they were to advance, you know, you might beat a sorry-ass team like the Blues, but, you know, that's not going to get you to the cup. There's some good-ass hockey teams out there, bro, for real.
Oh, yeah, never lying, dude. Like I said, we don't have that long to do the research and see what the hell's going on. Cause, I mean, I think we have the draft coming up very soon as well. They kind of do like the lottery and everything like that with basketball, correct?
I don't know what COVID and shit, when all that shit's going on, bro. So I got to look into all that.
Yeah, I think I saw some shit coming up. They said they were going to do it, but I don't know if it stuck. So we're going to have to see with all that.
Oh, my bad. Go ahead.
I just said we have a couple months to shake back and just get some research done and see what we can do to better this team so we can go ahead and stand back up and get and hoist that Stanley Cup again. You know,
you said research. You more of an analytics guy than actually. You know, you like the Billy Beane strategy.
I do a little bit of both. Kind of mix it up a little bit. You know, just see. You gotta kind of combine the two. Analytics, not so much. It'd probably be like 90% to 10%.
That's weird because the guy in Oakland, Billy Beane, that did the A's. You know, they made the movie about him, Moneyball. He's like 90-10 analytics.
Oh, see, well, that's the difference between me and him.
Now, when's the last time the Oakland A's won a World Series?
See, there you go. Now you're speaking truth now. Preach, brother.
It's the truth because, I mean, the last time that the Oakland A's won a World Series was 1989.
It's been a hot minute, bro.
It's like the Dallas Cowboys.
I think I was 4 years old.
Yeah. I mean, oh, my God. I wasn't born. I was 3 years away from even getting jizzed.
Yeah, dude, that's what I'm saying. So, yeah, 90-10, I'm more of, you know, an eye guy. I kind of see. You kind of feel like a feeling. You know what I'm saying? You can kind of feel shit sometimes, you know?
Craig, just in some closing out here, you know, some things that me and you can do on, you know, this, you know, in life and on the podcast, and that hockey's over. I always like to start with, you know, drink water. You want to drink water. And then as far as, you know, this podcast and everything, I mean, you know, we just going to be fucking up late talking. Like right now, what is it, 2:04 a.m.?
What is it? Central Standard Time. It sure the fuck is. Good God.
We're going to keep doing our live thing. We'll have to... We're not live tonight, by the way. It was so fucking late when we started that we just, you know, we had to roll it. Of course, mood and emotions had something to do with that. We're not running from show and sight by any means, but, you know, we are taking a week off from the live. We'll be back for the next one. We'll have the phone lines open. Craig.
Yeah, we ain't going nowhere.
Yeah. What you got anything to say to your fans? That, you know, may not just be your fans down here going fast as fuck. Maybe some fans in different parts, different areas. Guy sitting in his fucking closet eating Sour Punch straws. He loves Craig.
Well, look, just let him know. We're going to be ripping biscuits. We ain't going nowhere here. And if you haven't had a chance to fucking go ahead and watch some hockey, definitely do that. And if you have a chance to go, maybe go fast as fuck. I think we have some available if you want to throw that out there.
We do. So, yeah, fast as fuck, the verticals, www.hgmsports.com. Like we always talk about, Manscaped protecting balls in every, you know, part of the world.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm out here sitting outside and skeeters are biting me and stuff. I'm sweating like a something, you know, in church. And so, yeah, I'm about to go spray some Manscaped on right now, to tell you the truth.
So, follow us on all platforms. We'll be back next week. Ripping_biscuits on Twitter. Ripping Biscuits, Apple, Spotify. Craig, what is it? Craig is five.
Oh, yeah, on Twitter. And you can get me on Messenger, Facebook, and everything like that. I'm here.
And you can follow me, HGM Sports, www.hgmsports.com. That's where you'll see the blogs and everything. I'm going to try to throw together a blog for this. I've been, you know, doing a few here and there. But, you know, it's just got all kinds of shit.
You're okay with that?
All kinds of shit going on. But, hey, look, it's been a fucking pleasure tonight.
Yes,
2:06 a.m. We signing off. Smashville, stand the fuck up. Craig?
Smashville, stand up, baby.
Gold jacket, green jacket, who gives a shit?